Let's pray together. Our loving Father, thank you so much for bringing us again today in front of you and pray to you.
主你圣灵来开启阮心灵个目睭，来了解主你话语中的奥妙。
Let the Holy Spirit open our eyes and let us be able to understand your words.
将你的平安来享受伫大人的心中。
Grant us your peace.
基督可是圣灵。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
希腊的第六家病例图安尼讲。未捌心扎过的人生是无值得通活啊。
The great Greek philosopher Plato once said, "The unexamined life is not worth living."
毕拉图的智慧甲咱讲，活伫世间，毋是只有干呐跨入当今的这些衣食啊、住用的这些需要甲用心。
Plato's words.Tell us that our existence in this world is not just about our daily needs, like what to eat or what to wear. We need to think about what's the purpose of our life. In Matthew 6:24-34, Jesus is asking us to examine our life.
当一个阿爷啊出世以前，父母就开始准备如何会当来啊，互 baby 上好的照顾。
We know that the parents will start to prepare their newborn baby's needs way before it's born.
当囡仔渐渐大汉。时阵，父母来想讲，安怎样会当给囡仔上好的教育
？We know that the parents will do their best to provide the best education for their children.
咱感谢主，伫咱中间有真侪遮个细囝，啊，父母也一定啊，安怎会当给囝儿上好的照顾？啊，伫成长过程中间，给因上好的教育。
Among us, there's many young kids.And we know that every single parent, they're doing their best, doing all their resources in order to provide them the best care and the best education. And we know that the parents will hope their children will have a good job after their graduation. And furthermore, to find a good partner.Get married and build up a good family together. Does this represent our life cycle? Is this why we are busy all the time?
马太第六章二十五节，耶稣讲：“所以我甲恁讲，无得为着生活上需要的食物，也是身躯顶面所要穿的衫来操心。性命减无赢过伫食物吗？身躯减无比衣裳较重要吗？”
Therefore, in Matthew 6:25, therefore I tell you.Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Jesus wants us to have a deeper look and reflect on the meaning of our life.
耶稣叫咱唔通为着逐日即个生活嘅需要来操心，来反映讲，啊，其实咱伫经常嘅生活顶面，人有真侪烦恼。
Jesus reminds us that there is no need to worry about our daily supply, and by saying so, he's actually implying that we always worry about those.
所以咱对今日早起所读嘅经文内面，咱三甲咱领受上帝话语。头一点就是跨入的人生。
And let's learn about God's words from these verses. The first message is our worries in life.
咱活在现今的时代内面，感觉到生活真多的这些烦恼。
We worry about a lot of things, about everything in our life.
有人讲烦恼也是跨入，那是奥林匹克的这个比赛项目之一的时阵呢，咱一定摕到金牌。
Someone once say, if worry is a competition in Olympic Games, I'm sure that we, each one of us, will receive a gold medal.
咱生活在今仔日的时代内面，有真多这跨入。
There are so many worries.
咱跨入的根源就是在于缺乏。
The source of worry is actually because something is missing.
咱跨入耗尽用尽了，也是拥有也阁无够，也是也阁得无够额，也是感觉着袂当满足，感觉着无够标准，无够安全，啊，无受到重视，啊，无受到人感觉着咱的价值，等等。
Our worry can be from different things, but all everything is about something's missing, like.Something's running out, not having enough, not having done enough, or not having been enough, and not measuring up to something, or not safe, or undervalued, or underestimated.
咱感觉到无够，但是兴旺也是富足，也袂当真正让咱安心。
We are afraid of missing something, but the merely prosperous.Are never secured.
因为咱一直想讲要得到更卡多。
Because all we want is to get more.
咱惊失去咱所拥有的。
We are afraid of to lose what we have.
但因为咱一直生活在这个跨入的中间。
Therefore, we are constantly living in anxiety.
诗篇四十六篇第一节安尼讲，上帝是咱啊躲避的所在，甲开咱。也是咱患难中及时帮助。
In Psalm 46:1, it says, "God is our refuge and strength, and ever presents help in trouble."
如果上帝是咱的帮助甲瓦靠，啊，诗人安尼讲，伊人生就真大的平安。
The psalmist feel that he's very safe when God is his strength and support.
用这个例来看诗篇四十六篇啊，第二、第三节诗人继续安尼讲：，所以地虽然变迁，山水虽然摇动，到海中，其中的水哗哗号夜影，山因为海中有座，我犹原无惊。
That's why the psalmist continue to say in 46:2-3, therefore.We will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its water roll and foam and the mountain quake with their surging.
第六节讲，列国惊吓，万邦摇动。
In 6 it says, nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall.
虽然这个世界遭受着大灾难、变迁，整个世界安尼混乱。
The psalmist described that the world suffered greatly. The whole world is upside down.
诗人伫第四节甲第五节，予咱一个强烈的对比。
But he showed on 46:4-5 a contradictory of what happened in the world.
讲伊有一道河流将喜乐带到上帝的城，带到伫至圣至高者徛起的圣所。上帝带伫迄个城，城绝对袂摇动。天一曝光，上帝救援就临到。
He show his face.In this verse say, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day.
咱所徛起的世界 有可能遭受到极大的变动，造成大灾难。
There's always big changes, big disasters in the world.
诗人讲，另外有一个声叫做上帝的声。
But in the psalm, believe that there is a place called City of God.
这个城是伫上帝的掌管之下。
This city is under God's control.
这个城永远未摇动。
And this will never be shaken.
免去所有一切的威胁。
And you will not be threatened by any troubles of the world.
所以诗人甲咱讲，有上帝做咱的依靠，咱就甚至有这种绝对的平安。
That's why the psalmist emphasized that with the support of God, he has an heavenly peace.
在旧约的里面，先知以赛亚来预言受掳到伫巴比伦的以色列百姓，从的同胞来传讲上帝信息。
In the Old Testament, Prophet Isaiah was preaching God's words to the Israelites while they were slaves in Babylon.
以色列百姓啊，受巴比伦帝国灭亡，因受掳放逐。
The Israelites lost their country, were captured, and lived in Babylon as slaves for 70 years.
所以安尼即甲咱讲，因伫巴比伦的生活中经过两代至三代
，which is about 2 to 3 generations.
所以当因处伫异乡，为着要追求生活的这个幸福。因徛起伫异邦，为着要追求遮个生活会好过日。
When they're in Babylon, a foreign place to them, they wanted to have something.
所以因为安尼，因都爱拍拼来赚钱。
They feel something's missing, so they want to make a lot of money.
因为因徛起伫这个外国异邦。所以因安尼心理上因感觉着无安全感。
And because this Babylon is a foreign country to them, so they feel insecure.
因惊伫生活顶面感觉着缺乏，啊，拄着困难。
They feel something's missing. They feel there's difficulties.
所以因安尼因伫巴比伦伫外国的所在，伫爱70年久，所以因安尼。为着生活的这个安全感，因底下需要感觉过努力的赚钱。
So for 70 years they were there, they work hard and they would save every penny they have.
所以以赛亚先知的以赛亚书55章第1节到第2节，安尼讲，讲嘴大的人啊，来吧，伫遮有水通啉；无钱的人来啊，来吃这个食物。唔免花费钱，唔免付代价来买酒甲奶，为什么花费钱去买遐食袂饱的物件呢？啊，为什么浪费工钱去买遐游玩食袂饱的呢？啊，听我的话，照我的吩咐去做，恁就要享受上好的食物，恁的心灵要得到饱足。
Because the Israelites are focusing on pursuing materials. So Isaiah said to them in 55:1-2, Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy?Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare.
上帝甲这个以色列百姓讲，因专心来要追求得到这世界这个需要甲享受，因抓准讲啊，得到这世界这个财富这个，啊，因就会当来去买这个好的食物，住伫啊真水的厝的顶面。
God is reminding that Israelites, they only focus on the needs of this material world. The Israelites thought that they would be satisfied and happy when they make a fortune, spend money on anything they want and live in big house.
先知以赛亚甲因讲， 如果恁若是得到世界所有的这一切的时阵，恁犹原也是感觉到嘴干。
But Isaiah told them that they might have everything they want in the world, but they would still feel thirsty inside.
因的心灵犹原是感觉到安尼嘴干。
他们的their hearts will feel thirsty. Because they distance themselves from God.
So Isaiah 神的搁在呼唤因爱回归到顶来上帝。
So Isaiah is calling the Israelite to return to God.
安尼因才真正的心灵的顶面。
By doing so, that's the only way that they will receive peace in their mind.
Isaiah 先知的信息也来提醒咱，咱无论是初代到伫这个美国的国土，也是第二代、第三代的移民到美国，也是讲已经到伫这古那世代的徛起这的人。
Isaiah's message also seems to remind us.We are living in the States. We are some of us, a lot of us are immigrants here. And we might be the first generation, second generation, or for a while.
咱生活在这个消费主义的世界里面，咱是不是只有干那来在追求来得到这世界的这代志呢？
But it does not matter how long we have been here. Do we do as the Israelites, that we only focus?On chasing the world's needs.
Isaiah 先知在以赛书五十五章五十六节来对这以色列百姓讲，就趁上主通吹着的时阵来追找伊，趁着上主靠近的时阵来求救伊。
That's why Isaiah said in 55:6, "Seek the Lord while he may be found; call on him while he is near."
上帝话来针对当时这以色列百姓，甲因讲爱离开专注追求之世间的追求，爱搁再一摆倒转到伫上帝面前来挖苦这位创造宇宙万物、主宰听因的上帝。
Based on the situation that Israelites were in that period of time, God told them to give up.On focusing on the material world and returning to God, and who is the God? Love Him, love them, and created them.
安尼，因才真正会当得到真实的平安跟满足。
And only by doing so, they will find the real peace and satisfaction.
所以耶稣在马太第六章二十六节安尼讲：，恁看天顶的飞鸟，因也无种作，也无收，也无植株，伫七层内面，恁的天父也养饲因，恁敢无比飞鸟较贵重吗
？In Matthew 6:26, look at the birds of the air; they do not sow or reap or store away in barns.And yet, your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?
耶稣叫咱唔通为着生活的这个食食，也是身躯所要穿的这个来操心。
In this passage, Jesus warned us not to worry about material supplies in life, such as food or clothes.
伊叫咱来看这个天顶的飞鸟，因也无穿，也无收，也无借住伫七层的内面，上帝却来照顾因，啊，何况咱无比这个更加贵重嘛
？He asks us to know that we are valuable to God, that God will take care of us much more than He does to the birds in the sky who do not sow or reap or store away food.
耶稣的信息甲咱讲，咱对上帝的信仰来找到当了咱人的存在的尊严甲价值。
Our belief in God is to search for our value.
人的存在的目的，唔是只有干那为着三顿的食饱。
The purpose of our existence is not about having enough food.
唔是为着生活的用心。
Is not to for enjoyment of life.
咱人生更加要紧就是爱来认识这位创造宇宙万物的主宰。
But we need to know about our creators.
咱的人生的重点，不是要怎样去得到搁较侪即个上帝所创造的物件，乃是来得到认捌即位创造所一切的主宰上帝。
Our life purpose is not to pursue what God has created, but merely to focus on the God who is the Creator.
咱如果那是来知影上帝是创造宇宙万物所有的一切，啊，伊咧掌管一切。那是安尼，咱只有逐日尽咱的本分来去努力，啊，所交代咱的使命，咱的心就有平安，咱唔免为着明仔日来快乐。
When we realize that God is the Creator, He is the Creator of the universe, and He is in control of everything.What then left for us to do is to fully use God's blessing in us and work hard. And by doing so, we'll find the peace and we'll have them and free us from worrying about daily life.
第二，人生的载数。
The second message today is to reflect on the meaning of life.
我就回来马太第六章二十八节到二十九节，安尼讲，何必为着衣裳跨路呢？恁想野地毕业会怎样大长？因也无路苦，也无攀折。虽然是安尼，我甲恁讲，就是所罗门得荣华的时阵，伊所穿的也不如这花的一蕊呢。
In Matthew 6:28-29, and why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the fields grow; they do not harvest or spin.Yet, I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of those.
耶稣将所罗门王甲一蕊野花来做比较。
Jesus compared King Solomon to flowers of the field.
啊，结果甚至所罗门王朝最兴旺的时期，伊的荣华。
And the result is that even King Solomon's best time cannot compare to the pretty of a flower in the field. What is the message that Jesus wanted us to know? Jesus wants us to use King Solomon to reflect on ourselves.
所以咱对圣经内面，大先来了解所罗门的追求是什么。
So let's firstly understand what Solomon is searching in his life.
对圣经内面来看，头一点，所罗门王追求智慧。
First, in the Bible, it says it implies that King Solomon is pursuing wisdom.
列王记第四章上卷第四章二十九节讲，上帝赐予所罗门非常的智慧、聪明、甲无比的知识。
In 1 Kings 4:29, God gave Solomon wisdom and every great insight.
第四章三十二节讲，伊做了三千句的箴言，甲一千零五首的诗歌。
32, he says, he spoke 3,000 proverbs and his songs numbered 1,005.
他的知识真正广泛，包罗万象，他的名声也传扬到的四边的这些邻国。
King Solomon's wisdom is great and his reputation spread around the world.
列王记四章上卷三十三到三十四节，安尼讲，伊讲述树木、花草，对篱笆论的香柏树到树啊顶的牛膝草，啊，佮谈论各种的飞禽走兽、爬虫、鸟类，啊，世界各国的王拢听伊的智慧，就派人去聆听伊智慧的言论。
In 33 and 34.He spoke about plant life from the cedar of Lebanon to the hyssop that grows out of walls. He also spoke about animals and birds, reptiles and fish. From all nations, people came to listen to Solomon's wisdom, sent by all the kings of the world who had heard about his wisdom.
So he is a very high level.
So he's smart.
The
second pursuit of his life is of wealth.
19:9-10,
So how much does King Solomon has in 1 Kings 10:14-15? The weight of the gold that Solomon received yearly was 666 talents, 15 not including the revenues from merchants and traders and from all the Arabian kings and the governors of the territories.
19:10-22,
Not just that, in Kings 10:22, it says the king has a fleet of trading ships at sea along with the ships of Hiram. Once every 3 years it returns, carrying gold, silvers, and ivories, and apes and baboons. Maybe he's keeping them in the zoo. He is also the traders of the arms.
19:20-21,
So King Solomon also trades weapons. He says in 28-29, Solomon's horses were imported from Egypt and from Kuwait. The royal merchants purchased them from Kuwait at the current price. They imported a chariot from Egypt for 600 shekels of silver and a horse for 150. So we see that his pursuit of wealth is through arms trade too. Before, at that time, they were selling horses, and now we're selling missiles.
圣经里面都说, 所罗门王对于权力,
the third pursuit of life of King Solomon is power.
这个列王记上卷四章二十一节讲, 所罗门的属国包括对幼发拉底河到腓尼斯及埃及边境所有的国家。
In first, how powerful is King Solomon in 1 Kings 4:21? And Solomon ruled over all the kingdoms from the Euphrates River to the land of Philistines, as far as the border of Egypt. These countries brought tributes and were Solomon's subjects in all his life.
19:19-25, 所罗门王挑出服苦的人，英语讲 the forced labor 逼人来做苦工，啊，为着建筑耶和华的殿，家己的宫米罗，啊，耶路撒冷的城墙，啊，这个下属啊，米吉多甲基色。
King Solomon also forced others to do what he wants by the merge of his power. So in 1 Kings 9:15, he says, here is the account of the forced labor King Solomon conscripted to build the Lord's temple.
Solomon used his power to force people to do the work of this work.
So King Solomon, use his force to ask all the laborers to work on what he wants them to construct, such as king, the Lord's temple.
Solomon,
in order to secure his power and kingdom, Solomon also did kill people who disagree with him.Like Job and Shimi.
He feared his brother Adoniah to challenge his throne, so he killed his brother Adoniah.
He killed his brother Adonijah, fearing that his brother would steal his throne.
He thought that Abiathar would oppose him, so he killed his brother.
He thought Abiathar was against him, but because he is a priest, so Solomon expelled him instead of killing him.
Solomon 王对阿比亚他祭司讲：“你都转到家己故乡阿那突去吧。”你是该死的，但是现在我无处死你，因为你伫我的老爸大卫的时代啊，经过上主的约会，啊，也捌我甲我的老爸共过患难。
That's why he says in 1 Kings 2:26 to Abiathar the priest, the king said, "Go back to your field in Anathoth. You deserve to die."But I will not put you to death now, because you carry the ark of the sovereign Lord before my father David and shared all my father's hardships.
圣经学界研究来看这个所罗门王，所以底下讲所罗门王有智慧，伊运用伊的智慧来得到真多的这些财富。
King Solomon obtained a great fortune using his wisdom, and he also built a great and prosperous kingdom through his power.
Solomon, 将阿比亚他来奉祝都登到第一的故乡阿那突的所在。
He sent Abiathar back to his home Anathoth to secure his throne.
伊无要予祭司阿那突伫耶路撒冷的所在服侍，因为惊讲对伊的政权有影响。
He is afraid that Abiathar will be a threat to his kingdom, to his throne, so he sent him away. He does not want him to stay in Jerusalem.
圣经学家甲咱讲，四百年后，有一位阿比亚他的祭司的子孙，叫做亚利米，就是对阿那托的所在出来做生意。
But we know in Bible, at 4 years later, one of Abiathar's descendants become a prophet from Anathoth, and it is Jeremiah. So the expelled priest,Abiathar's descendant become a prophet, and Jeremiah is the prophet.
在耶利米书第九章二十三节，耶利米先知安尼讲：上主安尼讲，有智慧的人唔通夸口伊的智慧，勇士唔通夸口家己的气力，好嘢的人唔通夸口伊家己的财富。
In Jeremiah 9:23, the prophet said, "This is what the Lord says: Let not the wise boast about their wisdom, or the strong boast about their strength, or the rich boast about their riches."
所以，这家就是提起就讲智慧、权力及财富。
And this is reflect back to Solomon's wisdom, strength, and power.
所以耶利米先知针对所罗门王所建立的强盛的国度来讲，所罗门王有真大的智慧、权力、财富，如今以色列的国度已经受巴比伦帝国灭亡了。
Jeremiah say this to reflect upon Solomon's kingdom, that even Solomon has great wisdom, strength, and wealth.His kingdom is destroyed by Babylon.
耶利米先知甲以色列百姓来讲一个历史的教训，就是讲唔通夸口家己的智慧。
By giving out the history, Jeremiah warned the Israelites to remember that we should not boast about our wisdom, strength, or wealth.
唔通夸口咱的势力、咱的财富、等等这些。以赛亚利米先知九章二十四节底下讲，人若要夸口，就应该夸口认捌我明白我，因为我是上主我有不变的听，我执行公道，伸张正义，我喜爱的就是这个，我上主安尼宣布了。
That's why Jeremiah says in 9:24, but then the one who boasts about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for in this I delight, declare the Lord.
如果夸口智慧、权力、财富，亲像所罗门王的荣华，今日跌倒落来。
Where is the wisdom, the power, and the wealth that King Solomon boasts about at now?
So, Jesus in Matthew 6:29, he said, "Just I tell you, just even Solomon, so much wealth, so much riches, his garden is not even like a flower.
That's why Jesus mentioned in Matthew 6:29, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of those.
所以耶稣甲咱讲，唔通亲像所罗门王一样，追求这世界智慧、权力甲财富。
Jesus do not want us to pursuing only the wisdom, power, and the wealth as King Solomon.
所罗门王的荣华，甚至甲一位耶和华都袂当相比较。
All those things cannot even be comparable to a flower in the field.
为什么呢
？Why is it？
一位耶和华的启示。
So let's think about what the flower, a reflection on what the flower can help us to know.
当咱看到一蕊的野花遐尼水的时阵，咱看见野花的背后有一位创造生命的主宰上帝。
When we see a pretty flower, what we really see is that we'll be able to recognize the God who created it.
伊是一位大有关联的上帝，并且是一位富有的上帝。
Our God is powerful and rich.
因安尼，咱认捌这位上帝，伊是拥有所有一切的智慧、能力及财富的上帝。
By knowing our God who created everything, we will see that He is the one who owns everything.
所以马太第六章三十一节、三十二节，耶稣讲：所以无得为着要食什么、饮什么、穿什么来烦恼，这些代志拢是无信的人所追求的。
That God is the creator. He has the wisdom, the power, and the wealth. So in Matthew 6, 31 to 32, he followed to say, so do not worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagan run after all those things, and you, Heavenly Father, knows that, that you need them.
这就像在借着亚利米先知传达的信息讲, 人若要夸口，应该就夸口敬拜上帝。
And the message is that we should know what we need to boast is about our God.
因为咱敬拜上帝就是最大的智慧。
Because knowing God is the biggest wisdom.
上帝伊的能力，真多咱的能力；上帝伊的富有，真多咱的富有。
The power of God will become our power. The wealth of God will become our wealth.
最后，活出意义的人生。
And the last message today is live out a meaningful life.
我读到马太第六章33节，耶稣讲：“恁爱大声求上帝的主权的实现，尊荣伊的旨意，啊，伊就会将这一切供应给你。”
In Matthew 6:33, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
耶稣叫咱在这世间的生活，不只唔是只有干那为着这物质上的生活来操心。
Jesus told us not to worry about material supplies in our daily life.
咱应该在这世上活出更加高尚的目的甲意义。
There are something more important to pursue, and that is to pursue God's plan.
咱来追求上帝主权的实现。
To fulfill His dream, His kingdom.
意思就是说，咱来活出上帝的公义、圣洁、怜悯、主爱等等。
And God's plan is to live out His justice, holiness, mercy, and love.
当咱大家共同来去为着这爱来努力实现的时阵，安尼上帝国度就临到伫这个地上，亲像伫天的一样。
When we all try to fulfill God's plan, God's kingdom will come to this world as it is in heaven.
咱如果若只有敢若专注伫这世间的追求的时阵，耶稣伫马太16章16节安尼讲：人若贪得全世界，归上家己的性命，有甚物利益呢？人会当摕甚物来兑换性命呢？So
what if we just focus on worldly needs? And Jesus say this in Matthew 16:26. What good would it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?
在美国，这以前一位叫做约拿丹·爱德华兹，伊17岁的时候是班里最优秀的毕业生，啊，毕业耶鲁大学，17岁就大学毕业。
Jonathan Edwards was a valedictorian graduating from Yale University at age of 17.
伊伫爱因斯坦研究原子的主题200年前，伊就写了原子的理论的论文。He
penned a treatise on atomic theory 200 years before Albert Einstein's work on this topic.
伊是普林斯顿大学第三任的校长。
He is the third principal of Princeton University.
当疫苗这个预防注射注射这个科学的初期，但是这个天花病在迄个时阵非常的底下来安尼摧残殖民的美国，这个约拿丹呢以志愿来做实验。
The science of inoculation was primitive, but when smallpox was spreading around America, Jonathan volunteered to be a human guinea pig.
在1558年3月22日，伊就注射天花的疫苗，啊，几日 以后伊归信了。
On March 22nd, 1758, several days after he was inoculated with an experimental vaccination, he died.
伊出自同情的心，愿意自愿来注射这个天花的疫苗。因为安尼，唔忙讲会当来找着方法来医治这个病。
Out of compassion, he volunteered to receive the experimental vaccine, hoping that it can be the cure for the smallpox.
伊是 Princeton 大学的校长，啊，伊要受注这个疫苗的以前，真多这朋友大家劝讲，你唔通冒这个危险。
He holds a high social status. He is the third principal of Princeton University. So before he received the vaccine, many friends tried to talk him out of it.
但是伊拒绝。
But he refused.
伊直到今仔日，有关是受认定是美国最出色的神学家。
Until today, he is still considered as the most outstanding scientist in American history. But he sacrificed his life for the love of others. At the last breath,He even told his daughter Lucy to donate part of his property to the poor people.
Jonathan Edwards, 伊安尼讲，一个活出来的生命，唔是用咱持有偌多的这个职位来衡量，乃是用咱帮衬过偌多人来衡量。
And this is a quote from Jonathan: "A life lived."Is not measured in how many positions we have helped, but in how many people we have helped.
Jonathan Edwards, 这个话，甲伊实际的痛心的见证，来启发咱活出耶稣基督的痛。
His words and his action are the true witness and inspiration for us to live out God's life.
咱做上帝囝儿，家己来检视咱的人生。
As God's children, we need to reflect on our own life.
咱甘愿为着听主的恩果来做了偌侪牺牲
？And we should ask ourselves, how much are we willing to sacrifice for God?
咱为主的牺牲的底线。在什么所在
？And what's the bottom line that we are willing to sacrifice？
啊，我咱愿意来突破迄个底线，完全为主来摆上吗
？And will we be able to give up the bottom line and give all ourselves to God？
耶稣今仔日信息来帮咱来检视咱的人生。
God's message today is helping us to examine our life.
跨入的人生，咱一般为着当时的生活来操心。
That we seem to worry a lot about our daily life.
耶稣的挑战，唔通为着跨入这世间要吃什么、穿什么来跨入。咱知影上帝是咱上大的依靠。
But Jesus told us not to, because God is our ultimate support.
咱人生的在世，啊，咱人生最终的目的，并不是要来拥有这世间的这的啊智慧、观念、财富，乃是在敬拜上帝。
The purpose, the meaning of our life, is not to pursue the worldly wealth, wisdom, and power. It is to know our God.
咱要活出人生的意义，追求上帝国度的实现。
And the meaningful life is to search for God's kingdom. To live out God's love. And to bring God's kingdom into this world. Let's pray together.
至圣父上帝，我感谢你，让我活在这个这样富足的时代的里面。
Dear Lord, thank you so much for letting us.Live in this prosperous world. That we are full of grace that we have for you.
愿重新检视阮的人生要紧，来依靠主。
Let's reflect on our life to know that we have to rely on you.
并且当通过阮的生命来活出意义的人生。
That through this life in words will be living out a meaningful one.
用你的听来帮助人。
We use your love to help others.
用你的听来分享主的福音，予阮最侪这亲人朋友。
Through your love, we'll be able to preach gospels to the people around us.
予因也当来领受主的恩典。
That our friends, our family, to receive your blessing.
安尼祈祷，靠主圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.